guys, and welcome back. My name is Ariel Gordon, and today I'm here with Hyman.
Hey, guys.
Kaden.
What's up?
And Dakota.
Hey.
These three are experts on Canada's natural resources and economics.
Well, I guess experts, sure.
Now, Hyman, could you please explain how economics and resources have anything to do with each other at all?
Well, natural resources contribute greatly to Canada's total well-being. The value of this contribution fluctuates, which means, you know, up and down, with prices, stocks, and extraction costs, basically like importing and exporting water.
Wow.
And fueled by resource prices grew on average of 10%. So basically like the price is the way you buy it and stuff, like during the last 10 years, like pretty surprising.
Wow, that's really interesting. And are there any new resources being developed today?
Yes, actually today, many new resources are being developed. BC is focused on a new liquid gas, while Alberta continues to develop the Athabasca oil sands.
Wow, and how exactly is Canada managing all of these new resources that they have?
Well, Canada has vast reserves of most of its natural resources, which is one reason they continue to drive the economy forward even today, even with rich resources and reserves. However, Canada must exercise caution today. After careful management and considered effort, some fish stocks are making a comeback.
Yeah, like I've heard that Canada does have to watch its like water resources, because like just speaking in Canada generally, it consumes most of the world's water. And that's pretty like scary if you think about it. Like,
yeah,
does it only have 1% fresh water?
Exactly. And like, well, 2 of it is stuck in the poles, and 75% of the earth is made of water. Most people don't know that, but you know, of course we do, because, you know, we're experts.
Exactly.
That's right.
But it's scary to think about, because we're wasting it.
Yeah.
Right.
And
so what exactly do you guys think will happen if Canada doesn't manage its resources right?
Well, it could go down in money and stocks for the fish.
Right, so
and
basically
For fish, yeah.
Yeah, and for if fish, we run out of fresh water, the fish will die up.
So like, yeah.
Basically, it's like Canada really depends on its natural resources
mm-hmm.
for its economic stability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like what Kaden said, like, we do need resources in order to provide for others, and if that goes down, then we go down with it.
Yeah, speaking of providing, we, as a human being on this planet and every other person, we need food. And like, what is food without, you know, water? Mm-hmm. And
because of the crops and stuff, that's
exactly
what we're depending on, right?
Speaking of food, like, we're overpopulating this earth. Like, it's scary, and the more people we just like grow into, the more mouths we have to feed.
Right,
and
natural resources.
More natural resources
around.
We waste, and
yeah.
Like gas waste, energy wasted. Like, I feel like we should go to solar, like power, and like, you know, rely
yeah.
on things that are renewable instead of non-renewable.
Eventually, we're gonna destroy the earth.
Eventually,
yeah, and you're right. Well, it's been great having you guys here. It's been a really educational experience for us all.
Yeah.
Thank you. All.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you guys for being
us.
Here.
Yeah. Follow me on my Instagram. It's Hyman, not Jamie. But in between, it's like, you know, underscores.
All right,
follow me
just,
there.
Let's just leave it there.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
And minus the
Bye.
Go Ari.
Go Ari.